Hello, neighbors, and welcome to Haunted House Flippers. This podcast is merely a work of pure fiction, I assure you. Should you find any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, it is certainly only a coincidence. Since you've come this far, I recommend you listen with headphones whenever possible, but if that isn't an option for you, well, I won't judge. As we enter Season 3, I feel it is my responsibility to advise you to proceed with caution, as the final arc of this tale is going to take a darker turn. There will be occasional uses of profanity, discussions of child death, glorious depictions of the final moments of some rather unlucky souls, and emotional moments that, well, you'll see. And lastly, if you've enjoyed this experience and would like to support the cast and crew while getting some rather interesting and unique rewards, please look for us on Patreon. For the rest of the details about the show, episode transcripts, links to social media and merch, make your way over to our website at www.hhfpodcast.com. Thank you for your time. May your experience be splendid.
Welcome, friends, to Season 3 of Haunted House Flippers. Now, we never expected to make it to a third episode, let alone a third season, but here we are, and it's all thanks to you. Your continuous love and support has made this an absolutely incredible experience for all of us here, and we can't thank you enough. We truly hope you enjoy what we have in store for you, both with this show and the future projects that we're planning. Thank you again so very, very much. Hello, hello, my spooktacular friends. Wow, so much has changed since Janet and I inherited my grandfather's old house, so let me try and recap what's happened so far. Our original plan was to fix this place up while trying to get some evidence of the supernatural world and then either settle down or sell it, but nothing has gone to plan. Eventually, we discovered a super secret part of the house that had been walled off and hidden, which included access to the attic. With some incredibly thorough detective work, we found an old steamer chest that may or may not have, at one point, contained a previous resident of this house. Now, I'll be honest, friends, this fun and whimsical adventure is starting to take a darker turn, and I'm not sure how much more fun we're going to be having. But, as I promised, as part of the Paranormal Investigator's Oath, I swear that I will do everything in my power to bring you the truth. My name is Tom Miller, and this is Haunted House Flippers. Episode 21. Welcome Home.
Oh? And what's that supposed to mean?
I mean, you don't have to get so defensive about it, Tom. All I'm saying is that it was a nice change to have a whole car ride where we actually talked to each other, and you weren't narrating our life into a recorder.
I guess.
Come on, we got some good conversation time in.
Yeah, and I got to experience some new varieties of angry screaming that you've disguised as music.
Yeah, well, I got to experience new sounds disguised as things you genuinely like. I don't know. Is it just me, or does something feel off?
Well, if you're thinking what I'm thinking, then yes, it would be much better if somebody said Haunted House Flippers was filmed before a live studio audience.
Yeah, because the last thing this house needs is a booming disembodied voice telling us that we are fictional characters in a story. That would be great.
And this is where we would slowly look at the camera and then just break the fourth wall. We just stare.
Ugh, God, knock it off, Truman. You know that whole life isn't real crap gives me the heebie-jeebies. Also, wait, back up. Haunted House Flippers?
Yeah, it's what I name my recording collection. I know, it's dumb.
No, it's actually really cute. I like it.
Are you sure this isn't some kind of sitcom or simulation?
Ugh, stop. Why?
Well, because you just called my nerdy idea cute. And you didn't hit me. Ow!
Welcome back to reality, Pumpkin.
Oh, there you are! Come here, my sweet little nugget.
Do you two need a minute alone? Because I can go.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I should give Robert a call and let him know that we're back.
You, You got a crush on the sheriff? Huh? Huh? Do you? Do you? Tell me.
What? Tom, no.
I mean, you know, it's fine if you do. I wouldn't blame you. You brought him up a bunch of times while we were away.
Yeah, but I brought him up only because he only called me that one time. And then he never answered any of the times I tried calling or texting him after that, and it's just weird.
Why is it weird? You two didn't talk all that much before. Or did you? Bum, bum, bum.
Shut up. It's weird because we were investigating something important, Tom. I thought he might want updates on what I found when we were in New York, and I thought he might want to tell me about whatever he and his friend went through.
Well, we weren't gone that long. I mean, it wasn't even an entire week. Maybe you just figured you two could exchange notes when we got back.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe something important came up and he got pulled away.
Hmm.
Or maybe while we were gone, some big TV show came through and brought him on as a lead role, and now he's off to make it big in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wonder if he got anything out of coming by.
Well, he found my recorder. And really, that's the most important part here, if we're being honest.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Of course, nothing could be more important.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Hey, Janet! Janet! Hun! Hun! Hey, Janet!
What?
You gotta listen to this. It's amazing.
Is it, though?
Oh, trust me. This is awesome.
Oh, I have made that mistake before.
Hello, hello, my spooktacular friends. My name is Sheriff Robert Ross, and I'm briefly filling in for Ghost Guy Tom today while we get this new audio surveillance hooked up throughout the house. Hopefully we get lots of spooky recordings.
Come on, isn't that great?
Oh my god, wow, he actually did it. That poor, poor man.
Oh, it's amazing. It looked like he got the whole house rigged up.
Oh, great. Just what I've always wanted.
Well, just think of it as a handy way to capture all of our greatest moments, so then when we're old and senile and can't remember anything, we'll have this to help.
Yeah, but why wait until we're old? I struggle to remember what I did a week ago.
That's because you're already old.
I will end you.
Hey, hey, hey. At least you remembered the trip to New York, right?
Yeah. I was honestly kind of concerned about that.
I know. But it's all good, right? We both went. We both remembered the trip there, our time spent, the trip back. Brains are dumb, Janet.
Oh, I am aware, you walking piece of direct evidence.
No, I mean that so many things can just make us blank out an entire part of our life. It's wild. Brains are fascinating as they are equally incredibly complex and remarkably stupid.
I feel like we need t-shirts that say that.
Oh, I'm game. So, who's who? Oh, right. Anyway, back to what I was saying about the home audio.
Oh, right. Sorry. I was so excited for you to call me old that I forgot that I absolutely wanted to hear more about Big Brother living in our house.
Right? Well, it's all sound activated, like my handheld.
Perfect.
So, I just need to sit down and go through the audio and see what we picked up.
That's actually not a bad idea. We might be able to find out what Robert and his friend found.
Yeah, I guess so. We could do that. I was thinking maybe we might find some, you know, ghosty stuff. I never had a chance to record for several days in multiple rooms all at once.
Yeah, sure, but maybe listen for both, okay? Because one is significantly more important than the other.
Oh, I am very aware.
Yeah, and quite likely incorrect in your choice.
All right, let me get my headphones, and I will dive right in. Can you bring my dinner to me at my desk? It's going to be a long night, probably several days, if I'm being honest. Oh, I'm going to need about 4 2-liter bottles of Mountain Dew and as many bags of Doritos as you can find. Can you maybe heat me up some pizza rolls? I am so stoked to do this. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
We have been home for less than an hour. No, you are not doing this now. You can help unpack.
Fine. Direct me, oh, Captain, my Captain.
Go unpack the car. I'm going to get laundry going and feed the cat.
But
what?
But the car stuff is heavy, and I'm tired and fragile.
Well, the other option is doing laundry, and you are not allowed to do that.
Oh, my God. I messed that up once, Janet.
You burnt one of my shirts. Burnt. In a washing machine that was supposed to be full of water. How do you even do that?
I said I was sorry.
Ugh. Band t-shirt.
All right, I'll go unpack the car. But first...
What?
Nothing, I just need to use the bathroom. Sheesh.
Oh my God, Thomas. Thomas.
What?
You, sir, are a jerk.
What did I do?
Not funny at all.
But I'm always funny. Wait, you're mad. What did I do?
What do you mean, what did I do? That freaking mannequin, Thomas.
Oh, God. I hate that thing. Wait, what am I being blamed for?
You didn't put that there?
Hun, I've been with you the entire time. When would I have had a chance to drag that thing from the attic into the kitchen?
I don't know. Maybe you did it before we left?
I left with you. Also, I hate that thing. I don't want to go near it. Maybe it was Robert.
I don't know. He just... It could be, but he just doesn't seem like that practical joke kind of guy.
Maybe his friend?
Maybe. If that's true, then we ain't friends.
Maybe.
What?
Maybe it moved all by itself.
Oh, why would you say that? You hate mannequins more than I do.
I don't know, okay? Now I'm sad. Now I'm sad and I'm scared. So now what?
You know what? Go put that thing in the trash. I don't want it in here. You don't want it in here. Just put it in the trash.
What if it's evidence or something?
If it was evidence, I would have expected a call, a text, a note, a carrier pigeon, but also they moved it, so it's obviously not that important.
Okay. So you want me to just throw it away?
Yes, I do.
But you want me to do it?
Yes.
But why? Why me? It's heavy, and you're stronger than me.
This is true. But should that thing come to life, I will be free to come out and save you in a very dashing and dramatic manner.
With the machete?
Duh.
Perfect.
You have reached the personal voicemail of Robert Ross. I can't take your call right now, so please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If this is regarding police business, please contact the Uncanute Police Department or dial 911. Thank you.
Please leave your message.
Hey, Robert. It's Janet. Again. Sorry I've left so many messages, but I'm just trying to get in touch with you to talk about that thing we were working on. Can you give me a call when you can? Tom and I are back home now. Thanks.
Oh, God. Why is this thing so heavy? Why is it made of wood? Why can't it be made out of fabric like the dress dummy that my mom used to have? Why does it have hinged limbs? What is that smell? Oh, God, I hate this thing. All right, I just need to get...
Why, hello, Thomas.
Good God, Lee, hi. Were you just standing there?
Technically, yes. What else would you suppose I do when I reach your door?
Knock? Ring the doorbell? I don't know.
That was the next step in the process. I simply hadn't made it that far before you opened the door.
Right. So, what's up?
Well, my original intent for my visit was twofold. to see how your trip was, and to ask your wife if she would still be willing to take a look at my father's old truck. However, I am now immensely curious as to where you acquired such a unique dress dummy and where you are taking it.
Oh, huh. This old thing?
Yes, that old thing.
We, found it. Upstairs?
You sound uncertain.
Do I?
The raised inflection at the end of your previous sentence dictated confusion whether that was your intent or not.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't follow any of that.
I am merely curious where you found that item, as I have been in the house countless times and never seen it.
Oh, we found it in the old steamer chest inside.
Oh.
Yeah, funny story. We found that thing in the old sewing room. Yeah. We started cleaning out the totes and the chest in his grandmother's fabric room, and boom, there she was.
Fascinating. Are you intending to discard it? If you are, I would love to take it off your hands.
Right now? Sorry, no.
Wait, we aren't? Ow!
Yeah, so I had asked Tom to put it in the car for me. I was hoping to get it appraised.
I see. Well, after you get your appraisal, should you be willing to part ways with it, please let me know its assessed value and I will certainly compensate you for its worth.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Thank you. My real purpose here was to welcome you home and see how your trip was. Were you able to create some good memories with your time away?
Yeah. Yeah. It was nice. Definitely gave us a chance to clear our heads a little bit.
Were you able to visit that old diner you like? The name escapes me.
The Arrow? Yeah, we went there a few times. It was nice. Good comfort food. Tasted like home.
Wonderful. Before I go, I wanted to ask if you might still be willing to look at my father's truck sometime.
Oh, right. Oh my god, I am so sorry, Lee. I completely forgot to do that before we left.
No apologies needed. I wasn't stranded by any means. I still had my old hearse.
Well, I guess I'll get this loaded into the car, then? Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, hon.
Okay.
Have a splendid day.
Bye, Lee.
Bye. Oh, hey, Tom.
Yeah?
I'm sorry. Can you bring that back in for one sec? There is something I wanted to check.
Sure. What am I doing? What are we doing here? I thought I was throwing this thing away.
I know.
Are you okay? You're being really, really weird.
Well, that was just really, really weird.
Well, yeah, Lee is always really, really weird.
Yeah, but this was more weird. They asked if we created memories, and they knew about our favorite diner.
So?
So I have never once mentioned anything about home to Lee. Have you in your weird, like, Lee-Tom bonding sleepover? Maybe you did, and I'm just being super paranoid and freaking out. I don't know.
No, I don't think I have.
And then they were just so interested in that creepy-ass dummy, and I am certain they know it came from the attic. And they want it. Or they need it. Or maybe
there's... Whoa. Breathe. Just take a breath, hon. Listen to yourself. Now you're getting super paranoid.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. It's just that we went from calm and normal and our normal everyday old life, and now we're back here, and it's just instantly bizarre. I kind of wish it was ghosts. Ghosts would probably be less weird.
I mean, you're not wrong. Ghosts are definitely way less weird than Lee. Thanks.
It's on the nightstand.
Great. Why are we whispering?
Raisins.
Raisins?
No, reasons. Ugh, look, I know you had a good reason to install them, and I know I agreed to it, but I really don't like having this house rigged up with all this surveillance stuff.
Well, I mean, it's only audio. There's no video or anything.
Right, and it stays that way. I just feel like I'm being watched.
Well, technically, no one can watch you through audio because watching implies that it's a visual medium, and the entire system is solely configured to be audio only, despite having the correct connection options to include video should I choose to do so in the future. So you actually feel like you're being monitored, not watched. Why are you giving me your mansplaining things again? Look.
Look, the James Webb Space Telescope has mirrors that span several meters and will allow scientists to see stars from millions of miles away. Yet despite these facts, I guarantee you that it won't be able to find a single person who would appreciate that response.
Yeah, I realize that now. I'm sorry. I just got really nerdy about all that. I also appreciate you not punching me in the bruise that's been forming on my arm all day.
Yeah, well, I'm too tired to hurt you further, so you're forgiven for now.
Look, if it makes you feel any better, there's no mic in the bedroom.
There better not be.
There's just the one that's more or less right outside the door in the hallway.
Ugh, I withdraw my previous statement.
Which one? Ow! Oh, right on the bruise. That's fair, though. That's fair. Can't sleep?
Ugh, no. No. I'm sorry. Am I keeping you awake?
No, it's fine. I can't sleep either. What's up?
I can't get comfortable, and my brain won't shut off.
Is it bad thoughts?
No, just all the thoughts. It's like being in a room with 100 TVs on and they're all playing something at different volumes.
Yeah, I get it. My brain does something really similar, but with quokkas.
I'm sorry, what?
Quokkas?
What the fuck is a quokka?
It's just the most adorable creature ever created. Go and Google it.
Oh, I am.
And?
Oh my god, what is this? These are the most adorable things ever!
Right? Also, they poop cubes, Janet.
They poop cubes? But why?
Because. Stackable poop is more space efficient, I guess.
Ew. But also, you're wrong.
What?
That's wombats. With the poop cubes.
Oh, great. Well, glad to know you have extensive knowledge of animal poop.
Not all animal poop, just apparently marsupial poop.
Awesome. You feel better?
Yeah, a little. You should hold me.
Got it. Come here.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, love?
I wasn't entirely truthful before when I said it wasn't bad things.
Oh?
It wasn't all bad things, but I had another one of those vision things and I can't shake it.
Oh. You didn't mention that. When did you have it?
Back when we were back home in New York.
Oh, wow. Why didn't you say anything?
Because I just really wanted it to be a complete escape from all of this, and the vision was about this house, but it wasn't very clear, and it just ended up being pretty confusing overall. So I figured I would just keep it to myself. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Do you want to tell me what you remember?
I'm sorry. It's not that I don't want to. It's just, I'm not sure. It was like when you had an interesting dream, but it fades into mostly useless snippets, and it's next to impossible to explain.
Yeah, that's basically my daily train of thoughts.
Yep, I am aware. But yeah, so the only pieces that might have any meaning is I remember there was a group of people in what I think was the parlor. I'm pretty sure it was all men wearing robes.
Oh my god, like a cult? Was there a cult in our house?
I mean, it certainly didn't look like a bathhouse, so maybe.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Alright, what color were the robes?
I actually have no idea, and this one was weird because It was in black and white.
What? That is weird. Have any of your other visions been like that?
No. So, I could see them, I could hear them, but I couldn't understand them. They were talking, but I couldn't make out any of the words. It sounded like they were underwater or something.
Did you recognize anybody?
Nah, it's just a bunch of old white dudes. Their faces were distorted, like with a white noise? I know that probably doesn't make sense, but that's all I've got.
Like when Frodo puts on the ring?
Yes, like that, but with less hobbits.
And hopefully less giant flaming eyeballs.
Honestly, cannot confirm or deny.
I don't like that. Great.
Hey, what time is it?
Let me look. Oh, 2:37 a.m.
This sucks. I am so not tired.
Oh, same.
Do you want to go watch a horror movie?
All right. As long as we can, you know.
Yes, yes, I know. We will watch something cute after, before we try to sleep again.
Okay. What are we watching?
How about Poltergeist followed by...
Fern Gully.
Okay. I feel like that level of whiplash will knock anyone out. Let's do it. I'll get some popcorn started. You get the movie on.
Deal.
Tom. Tom. Wake up.
Hmm?
Wake up, Tom. We fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. We can just sleep here. Good night, hon.
No, Tom. Tom, do you not hear that?
What? Hear what?
The phone, Tom. The phone is ringing.
So? Go answer it. It's probably your mom or something.
Tom, no. No. It's that phone.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't you...
disconnect it? Yeah. The day we found it.
Well, let's go.
We have to.
We both know that it's not going to stop until we pick it up.
Oh, God, I hate that you're right. Okay. Who picks it up?
I mean, I don't want to, you don't want to, so we'll shoot for it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go! Yes! Paper beats rock.
God damn it!
All you, buddy.
Okay. Hello? Robert?
Nathan! How the hell are you?
Is that you?
Just shy of 1400.
Hello?
Rose Nathan.
Did you say that's Robert?
Nice not to be alone up there. Well,
Tom.
Done is done, right? Nathan, say something!
Tom.
I don't know. It sort of sounded like him, but it's... It's all static now.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, what's up?
Maybe your home audio thingy will tell us more.
About what?
About Robert.
You're really worried about him, huh?
Yeah, very. Something feels off.
So, yes, we can listen. However, you're talking about just over a week's worth of audio to go through.
Yeah, right. But we already know at least one day he was here, so that should narrow it down, yeah?
Well, sort of. The way this program saves everything is complex and honestly really annoying. Every time the recorder clicks on and off, it then saves that as its own file based on which mic was used. So as an example, there should be a recording from us last night talking in the bedroom. It would be labeled with the mic name, the date, and the time.
I feel like there's a but coming up.
But Robert didn't configure that part. All the files are just random numerical values. Give me some time, I can probably figure out what the values mean and decipher the when and the where of each recording, but...
But how long will that take?
Oh, God. At least a day.
Can we just, like, I don't know, click through some of the files and just see what we hear?
There's a lot of files, Janet. Like, a lot of files.
Okay, how many is a lot, a lot?
I mean, I have no idea offhand, but we can boot up the laptop and take a look.
I mean, what else do we have to do tonight? Sleep?
True. Let me look here. Let's see. Looks like 4,266.
What? Oh my God.
I know, right? I am really excited.
That is so much work.
Yep. Unfortunately, most of this is going to be random noises. Cars going by, birds, like the furnace kicking on, a storm, things like that. But let's take a listen, shall we? All right, so that's 3 seconds of nothing.
Yeah.
And that's a car. Mm. Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa!
What? What was that?
I don't know.
Okay, that's awesome. I have no idea where that was in the house. At least not yet, anyway. Give me some time.
Okay, can you do a few more?
Yeah, sure. That sounds like nothing.
Mm.
Oh! I think that was the doorbell.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
we
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
we go.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming. And you. At least you're still here.
Who is he talking to?
I have no idea.
Wait, that's it?
Just for that file. I guess who's walking to the door?
Okay, what's the next file?
I think this is it. Okay, this one's much longer. Oh, all right, so check this out. So you see the spikes in the waveform here?
Yeah.
So that indicates a louder noise or possibly talking. So this section that's smaller could be just ambient room sound or noises or somebody talking really quietly. But if I click into this section that has the bigger spikes, I bet we have people talking.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Who is he yelling at? What is...
What? What the hell was that? Were those gunshots?
Oh my God.
Haunted House Flippers is an original podcast written and produced by J.D. Laureate, who voices Tom Miller. Our co-writer and social media lead is Melissa Oakes-Dunn, who also voices Janet Miller. Our graphic design, merch, and website is thanks to Adrian Johnson, who also voices Lee. And our guest for this episode was Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror, playing Sheriff Robert Ross. If you'd like to support our little podcast here, you can find ways to join our Patreon, as well as links to our merch page, social media, and much, much more at www.hhfpodcast.com. Now, we've had a tremendous amount of support from our patrons, and we'd like to give a special shout-out to Lara Goodwill Ruby and Maddie for being spooktacular humans. We also want to dedicate this episode, in loving memory, to Lee Goodwill. And we'd like to direct your donations to either the Alzheimer's Association or your local Veterans Association. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome back. And remember, if you've got it, haunt it.